This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A change is coming to American real estate agent commissions after settlement with federal courts. Americans have long paid unusually high commissions to real estate agents. The typical commission in the U.S. has been almost 6%, compared with 4.5% in Germany, 2.5% in Australia, and 1.3% real estate commissions in Britain. As a recent headline in the Wall Street Journal put it, almost no one pays a 6% real estate commission, except Americans. If housing operated as an efficient economic market should, competition would have solved this problem. Some real estate brokers, recognizing the chance to win business by charging lower commissions, would have done so. Other brokers would have had to reduce their own commissions or lose customers. Eventually, commissions would have settled in a reasonable place, high enough for agents to make a profit, but in line with the rest of the world. That didn't happen. Instead, an average home sale in the U.S. has cost between $5,000 and $15,000 more than it would have without the inflated commissions. The situation finally seems to be ending. On Friday, the National Association of Realtors, the industry group defending the 6% commission, agreed to change its behavior as part of an agreement to settle several lawsuits. The settlement is important in its own right. Americans now spend $100 billion a year on real estate commissions. That number will probably decline by between $20 billion and $50 billion. There's a broader significance to the settlement in illustrating a central flaw in free market economic theory that capitalist competition can almost always protect consumers from businesses that charge too much. Decades ago, the National Association of Realtors set the standard commission at 6% to be split between an agent representing the seller and an agent representing the buyer. If a home seller tried to negotiate, an agent would often issue a veiled threat. You won't find a good seller's agent to work with you, and buyer's agents won't show your house to clients. The realtor's hardball tactics succeeded because they operate much of the network that's crucial to the housing market, such as the database of listings. They could keep out agents who would have competed on price. Now, antitrust enforcement by the government is taking effect after years of realtors refusing to change their tactics, agreeing now to a settlement because they were vulnerable to government action. A turning point was a federal trial last year in Kansas City. The jury found that the Realtors Association and several large members had conspired to keep commissions high and ordered them to pay at least $1.8 billion to home sellers in the Midwest. The verdict quickly led to more than a dozen other lawsuits. The Justice Department has also been investigating the realtors. Recently, both liberals and conservatives have shown an interest in antitrust action, and the Biden administration has embarked on a competition agenda to reduce credit card fees, drug prices, and more. The administration has become more aggressive about challenging mergers, too. The revived antitrust effort remains in its early stages, but the real estate settlement looks like the movement's biggest victory yet, and it's definitely a win for home buyers and home sellers. On Tuesday, March 19th, Dairy Queen is welcoming the start of spring by handing out free ice cream. Tuesday, March 19th is the official first day of spring, and for the eighth year in a row, Dairy Queen locations across the country will give each person a free small vanilla soft serve ice cream cone. There's a limit of one free cone per customer while supplies last at participating standalone DQ locations or at participating shopping mall locations with an additional purchase. There's no purchase required for non-mall DQ locations. It's Dairy Queen's launch into the summer season with Free Cone Day. To find a location that's participating in the free soft serve cone day, people can go to the website dairyqueen.com.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.